Gracious and loving God, humbly we bow our hearts and heads before you. Father, remind us in our hearts this morning that when we call upon you in the name of Jesus, you listen. Our voice, our heart, our spirit is lifted into the very throne room of the living God. No matter how small the prayer, how insignificant we may think it to be, you listen intently. So, Father, as we come today, let us know that we are in your presence. And prayer takes us there immediately. And Father, as we find ourselves in your presence, forgive us our sins. Give us strength to forgive others. We bring our hearts of petitions before you for the needs within this church, the people, the families, the lives. As we have lifted some aloud today, many more call upon us as a church to pray for them. We write some of those in our bulletin. And Father, as we come today, we may not know every need. We may not recall every name. But Father, upon our heart and upon our mind, we come before you. And we know that you know. And we trust in faith that as we come on their behalf, you honor that. And Father, we had asked that your will be done, giving us and those we pray for the strength for whatever that will may be. And Father, as we continue to pray, we pray indeed for our church and our ministry, our mission, our purpose, for new things that are going on, new things that are being planned, for the things that we have done, and for the things that we will do. We ask your guidance and your blessing that we would do them all in the name of Jesus, that we would give, and that we would share, and that we would be the church, the body of Christ, his hands, his feet, and his loving words. And Father, we pray for other churches in this community and around the world, that they too could be the body of Christ, alive and active in the world. And Father, as we pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We pray that they would come to a saving knowledge by faith in him. And now, Father, we pray for our local governments and communities, those who serve and give. Father, we pray that you would lead them and that they would hear from you and that they would seek you in all that they do. Father, we pray for the leaders of our nation, from our president to every person in the cabinet, senators and representatives, those in the court systems, wherever they may be in positions of power and decision, may they find first you as their resource and source. We pray that they are godly leaders, fearing God in every way that they turn, and in love of each other and your created people govern. Father, we pray for people in this world, in nations and countries. Father, we pray for peace. We pray for those who would drive a vehicle through a crowded city area, taking lives. The one who would take guns and hatred into a school, Father, we pray for the attitudes and the mindsets that create those things. Father, it seems that we know many ways to do harm to one another. Father, may we learn the many ways not, but to help. And finally, Father, we pray for those in hospitals and nursing homes and those who care for them and who are the caregivers. God, be with them, bless them, and strengthen them. And now hear us as we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.